The epistle for the feast of the Holy Family is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so do you also. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. When Jesus was 12 years old, they going up into Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and having fulfilled the days when they returned, the child Jesus remained in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. And thinking that he was in the company, they came a day's journey and sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And not finding him, they returned into Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his wisdom and his answers, and seeing him they wondered. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said to them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the word that he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these words in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and men. Please be seated. How lovely are thy tabernacles. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, this reference that we find in the introit of the Mass, we can say is the same that we find also for the dedication of a church. When we know that the church is a temple of God, and so too, then the family is a temple of God too, and that it should be. Over these last few years, we have spoken on different topics on this feast of the Holy Family, taking the occasion of considering our families, considering, in a sense, the world that we live in, and the dangers to the family that are out there. Because we know that the family is a basic unit of society. But it is also something that, when we look at just as, yes, the devil will try to destroy the mass itself, to destroy the faith, he will also try to destroy the family. And that is why we have, obviously the family under attack in today's world. Not only because of the dangers that are out there, but also just under attack what God has established as a family. We see the laws that are trying to be passed, different things that attacking what God has placed truly as a family. And so for us to understand and to realize the need to protect our families, the understanding that we must have with that, just in reference to the introit of the Mass itself. How lovely are thy tabernacles, the tabernacles of God, the temples of God, and what God has established, and what God has placed before us. And also you see in the epistle it talks about St. Paul saying, all that we do, whether in word or in work, do for our Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's good also then to try to, when we look at the family itself, we look at the head. And in this case, with the Holy Family, we have St. Joseph, the protector of the universal church, the guardian of the Holy Family. But it's interesting, in talking to Father last night, he had made mention of how one of the readings in Matins of how it talks about St. Joseph, of the three of them, well, he was the least of them. And obviously you have our Lord Jesus Christ, who was God, who is perfect. You have the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was the Mother of God. And then Saint Joseph. But Saint Joseph was given the task to lead the Holy Family. He was the one that had to, yes, make the decisions to protect the Holy Family itself. And yet, we can say, yes, on a scale, he was the lowest of them. Obviously, he is the protector of the universal church, the foster father of our Lord, so he's very important. But he had to lead the family in protecting them against the dangers that were there, taking them out into Egypt. And so we look to the head. And granted, when we look to the head of the family for our families, and obviously the father is the importance in that, but the same thing, he must protect his family. And I think it's good to reflect because of last Sunday we had Holy Name Society members being enrolled, some more men of the parish taking that stand spiritually. And yet we can look at in terms of Holy Name, yes, there is a respect to our Lord Jesus Christ, his name, the respect that we must show to Sundays, that it is our Lord's day in giving that to God. But there's also that idea of being the spiritual head. Most men, materially, yes, they are the head. That is something that they realize, the responsibility that they have, providing for the family. But then also to reference and to see of how the father must also be then the spiritual head of the family. That is how God has established it. That's, you married couples just have to reflect back to the nuptial mass in seeing that Almighty God has established you as the spiritual head. Showing the parallel then with our Lord and the church, if our Lord was the head of the church in protecting that, even to the fact of giving up his life if necessary. And so when we have a Holy Name Society, and that's what I have stressed, that it is a spiritual society first and foremost. Yes, some of the things practically can be done by Holy Name. But more importantly is the formation that is necessary for the men, because they are the leaders. They're meant to lead the families. They're meant to lead society too. But they are meant to lead our families. And so as I say, some of the obligations that they take on will recite the pledge at the end of Mass of, yes, respecting authority. Also respecting our Lord's name. Be careful of the language that is used, watching over that. But from the fact that also that you are the spiritual head, and that you must be, that you must try to lead the family in that direction. I mean, that's why we do the Days of Recollection. That's why they're centered toward men, women, the married couples. It is to help you focus and to meditate and to think about certain things. Things that will help you. Things that will make clear to you what is your responsibility that you have before the eyes of God. And as I say, that is one of the things that's with this feast day, yes. I mean, truly, we can look to the Holy Family for their virtues, for the example that they set to us. And by all means, we must think about that and meditate upon that too. But then also for us to think in a practical sense and to see the society that we live in today and how it does attack that. I mean, just as St. Paul referenced in Romans of how almost the roles of men and women have been completely changed. But to the fact that men look like women, women look like men, and how sad that is for society. And now through those things, with the roles being changed and taken away from, we see the destruction of the family. We see the destruction of society. Because when the basic unit is under attack, well, then the whole thing will crumble. But I think specifically we have to look at the families too, in seeing how much they are under attack. But in a large sense, it is because the men are not being true men. They are not leading the families as they should. And as I say, most men, yes, they have the understanding of materially, they must help the family that way. They realize that's their duty that they have. But as a Catholic man, you have to understand and to see the importance of being a true man, a virtuous man. I mean, virtue comes from vir, which is Latin for man. It is the strength that is in the character of following these virtues, of setting that example for the family, of leading the family in the right way. We see St. Joseph, of how obedient he was to the will of God, and he would protect the family that way. And how necessary it is for the formation of our men to understand that, to see that. And so, yes, it is great as Holy Name continues to grow, because at least there are men that are willing to take that stand spiritually in trying to protect our Lord's name, in trying to protect Sundays, and understanding that Sundays are a day meant to give to God, Sundays and holy days. But then how important it is for our men to understand that, that spiritually they must lead the family, because of how much it is under attack. I mean, for a man, he would protect his family when he sees someone coming to attack them. I mean, he understands that he sees that. I mean, when our enemy is so overt to us, so open, out in the open, yes, it's very easy to understand that we must fight back. But then how much of the dangers that are in families, of how the enemy is covert, more hidden to us, and how it weakens the family, how it destroys the family, and how many families don't understand that, or how many men don't understand what is attacking the family. And so those are the things that must be understood. But the realm that the Father must hold, what realms he's in, the material realm, the spiritual realm. Because truly, if a family is not formed properly, if it's not established in the right way, usually it will collapse. And so that is why it's important then as fathers of family, to then to educate and to form your children in that way. Especially for your sons then, because they will look to the Father as the example. And so to form them in the right way, that they see that when they start a family, they must understand they are the spiritual head. And being the spiritual head, they must then show that to the family. And so these are the things that, yes, we can contemplate and think about. And as I say, how important it is for Holy Name to understand, they are a spiritual organization. They lead that way. And that is what they can do for a parish. As I say, the material things, yes, they can serve that purpose. They can help with that. But that's not the only reason we have that in a parish. Because we have to look beyond that. Yes, there are material things of a parish that need to be done, taken care of. Fine. But the parish is a large-scale family. And it must be understood that way. And so that is where then we must try to understand the obligation, the responsibilities that is there. And as I say, then being able to give that then to your children. And making sure that your children understand that too. Form them properly. To form them in the right way. There is so much more to it than just, yes, the material. We were even discussing last night of how, in a large sense, materially, yes, parents will look and try to say, you know, I want to give better to my children. You know, better than what I had when I was growing up, or different things. Well, yes, they want to provide that materially for their children, which is a good thing. I'm not saying it's bad. But do they also look to spiritually, I want to provide more for my children than maybe I had? I mean, do they look to that? Do they see that? I mean, too often I think we're so much tainted by our modern world. Well, yes, there is the fact of why we need to prepare for my children for their education later on, for college, for all these other things. All well and good, yes, we need to prepare our children for the world that they're going to live out in. But first and foremost, we must prepare for them spiritually, because the world, that is what will kill them. If they don't understand that, they go out into the world not ready for that spiritually, materially you can prepare them all you want, and it won't mean anything for them. And so, yes, we have to try to prepare them spiritually for what they're going out into, which is a much worse world than maybe some of us grew up in. I mean, I just remember the fact I was studying computers in college. Back when I was in college, the internet wasn't even really a main thing. I mean, I never had to worry about that. I never had to think about that at all. And even though I was studying computers, that was just being touched on at that time. I'm not that old. And so that's the thing that we have to understand. Our children now, what they're exposed to, what is available to them, it's much worse. It's much worse than what we have. And if we don't realize that, if we don't protect them from that, if we don't help them with that, we are setting them up to fall. I mean, that's the thing that you have to grasp and understand. Yes, all the technology that is out there, there are really good uses for some of those things. Fine. It's great to have some of these things readily available to us. But then also look at the negative of how much we have readily available to us. The things that will damage a soul, the things that will take away the innocence of our children, like that. Do we recognize that? But no, we want to provide for our children. We want to give them their cell phones, we want to give them all their iPods and all these other things. What is that preparing them for? Possibly preparing them for hell. And so if you don't understand, if you don't see those things, think about it. Think about what is out there. As I say, some of the technology, yes, it can be very good. It can be very helpful. But even as adults, we have to be careful. And then we put that in the hands of our children? I mean, how many teenagers have cell phones that have internet on it? Is that really a good thing? What do they need that for? I mean, think about these things. Think about what you put in the hands of your children. And then reflect back and see, am I protecting my children? Am I guiding them to bring them to heaven? Because that's all that will matter at the very end of our lives. Because that is what God will hold you parents, us priests, responsible for. Did you guide them to heaven? You know, did you give them the necessary tools, the means to bring them to heaven? But if the only things you can recount is the iPod you gave them, the cell phone you gave them, the computer you gave them, the laptop, did you form them to become saints? Or at least try? Yes, human nature with our free will messes things up. But as I say, materially, a lot of times, yes, we want to prepare much better for them. Give them all these different things, you know, what we didn't have. Well, maybe because we didn't have some of those things, that's why we are here today. I mean, I'm thankful to God I never had internet when I was growing up. Reflect on these things. Consider these things, and especially as men, Holy Name Society men, see the obligation that you have to lead your family. To lead your family to heaven. Spiritually, that is the most important thing that you will do for them. Yes, you have an obligation to prepare, you know, to provide for them in a material sense, do the best that you can with that. Yes. But much more so will be the obligation that you have spiritually leading your family. As I say, last Sunday we had the enrollments, you know, a group of men joining the Holy Name. It is something to be thankful for. Because as I say, it is more men that are at least willing to try spiritually to lead their families. And this on Holy Name Sunday that we have the opportunity also to reflect and to think about that. So as I say, if the family is not formed properly, it will collapse. And that is what we're experiencing with the world today. This is what we see in our modern world and why the devil attacks it that way. He knows what he's doing. He's much smarter than all of us. He has an angelic intellect. He knows specifically how to destroy, just as he's tried to attack the mass, because he knows that it'll destroy the faith. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And so truly, let us pray to the Holy Family then to help us to understand our responsibilities before the eyes of God and try to fulfill them to the best of our abilities with the grace of God. So we'll leave you with the words of in today's Mass. Through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, thou wouldst firmly establish our families in thy peace and grace. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.